Born during the 7th century to Irish royalty, St. Dymphna's mother, the Queen, had the girl baptized and raised in the faith in secret because of her husband's pagan beliefs. When Dymphna was only 14, her beloved mother died, and the king went mad in his great state of grief. He decided that he wanted to marry Dymphna, his own daughter, because she looked so much like her mother. Dymphna, who had made a vow of virginity before God, was horrified by her father's proposal and adamantly refused. To escape the king's inevitable outrage over her rejection, Dymphna fled the kingdom. She was accompanied by her confessor, Father Gerebern, as well as several faithful servants from her father's court. The group settled in Belgium, in a city called Geel, near a shrine of St. Martin of Tours. While there, Dymphna used her wealth to care for the sick and poor of the region. Dymphna also built a hospice for the poor and sick of the region. However, it was through the use of her wealth that her father would eventually ascertain her whereabouts, as some of the coins used enabled her father to trace them to Belgium. Her father then sailed to Geel in hopes of bringing her back with him. Upon his arrival, the king continued his attempts to convince Dymphna to marry him, promising great wealth and esteem if she accepted his offer. Still, she would not change her mind, staying true to her vow of virginity and refusal to enter into an incestuous relationship. In his anger, the king ordered his men to kill Father Gerebern, while he himself beheaded Dymphna. She was only 15 years old at the time. Both Dymphna and the priest, Father Gerebern, were later named saints, and Dymphna was honored with the crown of martyrdom. She was declared patroness of those with mental problems because of the great anguish her father's mental affliction caused. Saint Dymphna is said to have miraculously cured the mental, emotional, and neurological afflictions of pilgrims to her burial site in Geel. Based on these miracles and the story of her martyrdom, she was canonized in 1247. A church was built in Geel in her name, and many people suffering from mental disorders began traveling there for healings. Soon, the church was so full that an addition was added onto it, but even then, it still could not contain all the visitors. As a result, the townspeople of Geel began accepting the mentally ill travelers into their homes. This tradition continues to this day. As with St. Philomena's story, this account is given to us from tradition, and its authenticity has been disputed, but the relics of both saints have been very powerful indeed. Like most saints, Dymphna had a difficult life, but her unwavering faith in God eternally remains as an example for all of us to follow and learn from. Reflecting on Dymphna's life, she experienced a lot of trauma. She had to process her mother's death, interact with and protect herself from her mentally ill father, and learn to forgive and trust others when her life experience would have told her to do the exact opposite. Let's also keep in mind the fact that she was only 15 years old and her brain was not even fully developed yet. Talk about incredible strength, detachment, emotional maturity, and immense faith. God gave her his strength and wisdom just as he wants to give to us if we allow him to, like Dymphna did. Saint Dymphna, pray for us.